In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. First and foremost, the scriptures preach Christ, but that does not mean their history is suspect. The earth was created in 6 days, and the Lord did rest on the seventh day. And yet more and more Christians are denying even the creation account. The scripture's history is accurate and reliable. And when evolution is mixed in with scripture, not only is the historical fact denied, but also Christ is denied. For the Old Testament foreshadows Christ. Even the history in the Old Testament is a foreshadowing of Christ. Before God created the world, he knew mankind would sin, and he knew how God would save him in Christ. And so the physical creation of the world is a mirror of the recreation in Christ. Today, with that in mind, we ponder the first day of creation. May God grant us grace. On the first day, God created light. No sun, no moon, no stars, but only light. He separated the light from the darkness, for light and darkness cannot dwell together. Light always scatters darkness. God called the light good, but he did not call the darkness good. Now, the darkness is extremely beneficial to us. We sleep better during it. We need it for our bodies. But God is trying to teach us something about the theology of faith. For darkness foreshadows sin and unbelief. Adam's sin cast a dark veil over mankind. All his descendants were born blind to the ways of God. They think they know where they are going and what they are doing, but they really grope around in the darkness of unbelief. They think they are advancing society forward, but really all their works are fruitless, for not one of them can pull them out of hell and into heaven. And finally, the grave will darken man's eyes because of his sin, cutting him off from the light of the physical sun. For not one of his works are good. They are nothing more than filthy rags that speed him toward hell's gates. So the darkness foreshadows sin, unbelief, and the death it brings. So that is why God did not call the darkness good. The light, however, foreshadows Christ. So in the middle of night, Christ is born in Bethlehem's fields, or in Bethlehem. For he had come to scatter the darkness of sin. Light always scatters darkness. Sinful man tried to fight against God. He was born in the world and came to his own, but his own did not receive him. As Jesus taught of himself and of the kingdom, the Pharisees, amongst many others, rejected Christ as the light, the Son of God. Satan himself continually fought against this light, trying to snuff him out like a candle. And so as he hung there on Calvary's three-hour night, it looked like darkness had finally overcome Christ. It looked like the darkness of sin and death would darken Christ's eyes for all eternity. But it is precisely in that three-hour night, in the middle of the afternoon, that the light of God shines most brightly. For from the cross, the light of the world shows where your salvation is found. There and there alone he crushed Satan's head. There he overcame sin and death and drove out all wickedness. It is there in that dark Calvary night that Christ himself became the victor. And though his eyes were closed in death, he burst through the dark grave in victory, forever to shine in glory. In the beginning, God spoke, and light scattered darkness. God speaks, and the light of the forgiveness of sins, the light of Christ, scatters the darkness of our sinful hearts. God speaks, and your sin flees from you as far as the east is from the west. God speaks, and you are bursting with the brilliance of God's glory. God speaks, and you are holy and righteous in Christ. God speaks, and you too will exit your grave to live forever with him. In the beginning, God spoke to teach you that by his word he creates or recreates you as holy and righteous. He makes you perfect in Christ by his word. Once you were in darkness, but now you are in the light of God. Once you were darkness, St. Paul says, but now you are light, lights of God. So live as children of light. Darkness and light cannot live side by side. Sin and Christ cannot both remain inside. For what do believers have in common with unbelievers? St. Paul asks. There is no fellowship. There is no union. There is no agree to disagree or coexist or let's just get along. There are only two types of people in this world, believers and unbelievers. There are only two religions in this world, one of light and one of darkness. God called the light good, and not the darkness, to teach you that only those who are found in Christ Jesus are good and righteous and holy. Only they abound in every good and perfect work. So put aside the deeds of darkness and live in the light of Christ. Put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime. For those who get drunk at night. Those who steal, steal at night. They think the darkness hides them. Sinners are still trying to hide from God. If I just don't think about my sin, then God won't think about it either. If I don't feel bad about it, then neither will God. How foolish. And yet that same sinful flesh dwells in you and me, trying to hide the things we've done by refusing to confess those sins. Rather, clothe yourself with Christ and do not think about how to gratify the cravings of your sinful flesh. For sin casts you back into darkness. If we live in the light, if we live in the darkness, we have no fellowship with God, St. John writes. If we live like the world, how can the love of God be in us? We lose Christ, and that light no longer shines brilliantly in our lives. Christ himself says, anyone who lives in darkness hates the light. This is far more than simply agreeing to disagree. For the sinful flesh inside of us actually fights against Christ every chance it gets. It does nothing good. It wants nothing good. It finds the ways of God repulsive and cruel. So do not let this sin reign in your mortal bodies. Subdue your fallen flesh by daily contrition and repentance. Turn away from all sin and toward the God who created light. For he will speak his forgiveness over you once more to drive out all sin. He will speak and implant Christ, the light of the world, in your heart so that you shine with all the brilliance of his life and death. And whether awake or asleep, you live in that light of Christ. Whether day or night, you live in Christ. For God is always with you, to guard you and to keep you, so that the devil, the world, and your own sinful nature may not deceive you or mislead you into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. And although a physical grave will probably darken our eyes someday, still the light of the world shines on your soul and on your body, for Christ never leaves his own. And like Christ, you too will burst out of your grave, shining brilliantly in his glory and perfection forever. God created light in the beginning to scatter the darkness. This foreshadows Christ, who first must scatter the darkness of sin and death by his birth and death. And then when God looks at you, he sees that you are very good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.